Welcome to Girl, We Have to Talk podcast. This is Iris.
And this is Jamie.
And today we are going to talk about mixing friendships. So this is our second episode. Well, I think it's our third episode because the first little preview episode is 20 minutes long. So we'll just say it's a regular episode. So welcome. This is your official third episode. How do you feel?
Oh, well, you know, I'm seasoned now.
Yeah.
It's my third episode.
I know. Are you ready to do some Instagram promotions? Like, I think we talked about
No, Iris.
Are you sure? I feel like you're ready for it. I think you can.
It's not about being ready for it. It's about, I don't know. It's like almost like a moral dilemma for me to do Instagram almost. I don't know why, but.
No, I mean, think about that. Maybe we'll have a whole episode about Instagram one day. Actually, that would be an interesting topic, but we will not.
It would be, yeah.
So, but for today, let's just talk about how you've been doing, like, what's new with you, how have you been since the last time we talked, which was yesterday, but, like, anything new?
Well, yes, actually. So, I have been watching the Saturday Night Live from yesterday, which was with Eddie Murphy, and it's so amazing.
Oh, good.
So, I don't know if you ever watch Saturday Night Live or Eddie Murphy, but he brings back, like, all his old characters. And
no,
it's really
like I watched it. I'm not a big SNL person, but I think we talked about this. I'm not like super into comedy, but I do like Saturday Night Live. I just don't like religiously watch it. However, I do want to see that episode because it has Lizzo and I love Lizzo.
Yeah, I was going to say it also has Lizzo. Yes.
Yeah. It actually, to be honest, I really like Eddie Murphy too. I'm like really looking forward to, he's like, they're doing a part two of Coming to America, which is like one of
my favorite. Yes.
So I'm really like, I'm getting into it. I'm ready to
watch. Yeah, and I mean, he really paved the way like for a lot of Black people in entertainment.
God, 100%.
Saturday Night Live. And so like, even in the,
he's a really funny guy. Like he's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and even in the monologue, like Dave Chappelle and Tracy Morgan, who else came on? Chris Rock.
I saw like the beginning, like I saw the clip of that.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's so funny. He brings back Mr. Robinson, which is like a Black version of Mr. Rogers.
I saw the clip of that too. I saw.
It's so funny! It's so funny, and
I'm excited.
He brings back Buckwheat.
Okay, I don't know who that one is. But don't spoil it for me. I'm gonna go watch it.
Okay, no, I'm not. I don't think. Yeah.
So as you guys can tell, we're recording this like well before the day that this is released, because by the time this gets
sorry guys.
That's okay. That means you're not spoiling it. They should have already seen it if they
That's true. That's true.
So, okay, cool. So you've been doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you? What are you up to?
What did I do? So, oh man, I don't know. I had something good to share, but I forgot it. What have I been doing? So I watched TV today. What did I watch? I can't remember. It was not memorable, obviously, because I forgot what it was. Oh no. Okay. This is what it was.
Oh.
So we're recording this episode and it's like very close to Christmas, the first day of Hanukkah. So
you watched a Hallmark movie, of course.
No, I didn't actually.
Oh.
I watched an FX version of A Christmas Carol, which was like kind of scary. It was really good. I really like Christmas.
Huh.
Kind of dark, but also Christmas related, which are two of my favorite things. So it was really good. So I spent like 3 hours watching that. What else did I do? I made myself breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home, which is very unusual. Usually I will go out for at least one meal, but I didn't. But I feel like, you know, I'm making some chili right now. So by the time this episode comes out, you guys will have already heard about our New Year resolutions, and mine was like, one of them is to like be more frugal. Like, I think I'm pretty good with money, but
yeah, budget.
Yeah. So like, this is a part of my budgeting. It's like, I'm making my fucking
good job.
I know. The New Year hasn't even started yet, technically, on my, like, when I'm recording this. So we'll see if it lasts. But for now, it's going really well.
You're getting a jump on it.
Yeah, I'm starting.
Not a bad thing.
Starting soon. I'm starting later.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. So today's episode is going to be about, unless, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
I mean, I do, but I don't know. I'm making this into a bigger deal than it is. I'm more thinking about how much do we want to talk before we get into the topic.
Oh, no. I mean, I might go ahead.
Yeah.
Now we're all intrigued. We're like, well, what is it? Are you
pregnant? Yeah, it's nothing really juicy. I feel like I really set this up to really disappoint people. But I saw the Bombshell movie, which is about what happened at Fox News. It was good. Yeah, I mean, I was surprised it didn't get better reviews, honestly, after seeing it. The acting was great. It was really interesting.
People resent the fuck out of that whole entire situation. People are assholes, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah, and you know what's ridiculous is at the end they tell you, like, how much money all the women from the lawsuits got and then how much money Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly got in severance, and what they got is more money than, like, all the fucking women combined, which
of course
Heidi and I were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that makes sense. And so, yeah, of course, they, like, made it, like, it's not as popular of a movie. And then also, like, I think that, I don't know.
No, I'm saying not the movie, not what the movie made. Like,
I understand.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Like, indicative of the fact that this movie was not more popular because also.
Oh.
I think Megyn Kelly was kind of negative about the film, too, and which doesn't help. You know, it's like one of those women supporting women, which is kind of what this podcast
is
about. And she was kind of negative about it, too. So anyway.
I mean, it was a difficult time for her. I actually have more appreciation for her after watching this. But I have to say, Charlize Theron did her voice really well. In the beginning, I was like, this is so annoying. Is she going to do this voice like the whole movie?
You mean like the person's actual voice?
Yeah, then you get kind of used to it. But yeah. I was like, wow, this is her voice, and it's something.
And here it is. And here we are. No, I mean, I definitely think she had a really rough time of it. But I also think that when somebody makes a movie that's highlighting your struggle, like, that should be something you're really supportive of.
Yeah, I don't know. Did she say why she wasn't supportive of it?
I think she just was, like, she's, I mean, I have lots of feelings about her, so I don't really want to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She just wasn't really supportive.
Okay. And then there's one other thing, which is we're recording this on the day of the winter solstice.
Okay. I've been seeing a lot of memes about that, so.
Oh, I haven't seen any, but that's interesting. But I'm going to a celebration tonight for the winter solstice, so I'm excited about that.
Okay, that's going to be really exciting. So tell me about the celebration. Like, what happens?
I don't really know. It's my
naked.
No.
Cover themselves in animal blood, sacrifice.
What?
No.
What? No. It's just, okay. I think it's I think it's people getting together. And she said bring a candle, so we're probably going to do something outside, I assume. But I don't know.
It's probably getting naked. It's great weather to get naked if you do.
I mean, I think it's mostly older women than me, so I really doubt it. Not that older women can't be naked.
That's what I was going to say, Jamie. Do you know older women? Because they get naked.
They have less inhibitions.
Exactly. They're like, they've already been through it. Fuck everything. I'm going to show my titties. I mean, not me. Maybe me.
Oh,
I don't know. But
well, you know, I'll report back if that's what happens, but I'm almost 100% positive. I know it's not good to say never and always. I won't say I'm 100% sure, but I'm about as close as you can get to 100% sure that's not what's going to happen. But
well, maybe next year I'll just have my own summer solstice and there will be naked forest bathing involved. So
nice.
That's just me. That's what I think of when I think about a winter solstice is nudity, forest bathing, and
really in cold. That's what you think about is nudity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I think about. I'm really into it. I think people should express their tits. So, I mean,
Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's body positive, I guess, right?
Exactly. I hope somebody. Yeah. I hope someone gets naked and you're wrong. But let's talk about the. Friendship mixing, which
yes.
I feel like this is a great segue because obviously you didn't invite me to this because you don't like to mix your friends.
Okay, well, I was actually invited by a friend though, so this is like through her friend, so I'm not gonna like secondary. That's like third party inviting, which I think
just feel like if you cared, you would have invited me because you know.
You said that you wanted to watch the Bears game, girl.
I did. I'm actually kidding. I would never have gone.
Seriously, you don't like stuff like that. Like, Tiffany and I were talking today about how you don't like outdoorsy stuff. Like, we were joking around about trying to get you in a kayak. I was mostly joking about it. I was like, can you imagine Iris in a kayak?
I mean, what's funny is that, like, I have gone kayaking. Here's the thing.
Like, really?
I've gone kayaking and hiking. I got engaged at Starved Rock.
That's so cute.
I've climbed all of the canyons, like, what are their canyons, hill, whatever. I've climbed all of them. And I've gone kayaking before. Like, I like outdoorsy stuff.
Wow, you've climbed all of the canyons in the entire world?
No, just the ones at Starved Rock. But, and I, like, bike a lot in the summer. Like, I just don't like going to do outside. You know what? Okay, here's a better thing to say. I don't dislike outdoorsy stuff. I don't like doing outdoorsy stuff with other people. I think that's a more fair thing to say.
So you're saying you got engaged to yourself at Starved Rock then?
No,
that's,
like, I
was. That's very nice. Self-partnered is a really popular thing these days, Iris.
I mean, I feel like people should lean into it, but I did go with Mike. And honestly, another thing is, I don't really consider Mike another person because I live
with him. Oh, okay. Oh,
so
wow.
They're like other people. Mike is just, he's almost like an appendage. We live
he's
together.
He's just there. Mm-hmm. He's parasite.
He's not a parasite. He's like, you know.
Well, that's an appendage, isn't it?
No, I mean, no. Appendage would be like, I feel like he's like my leg or my arm. He's there. I like him being not a weird. I don't feel like I have to entertain Mike when we go do stuff. Like, he can, I don't have to talk to him. If I went hiking with you guys or like something, I would have to talk to you. And sometimes I don't really want to talk to you.
I actually would rather you not talk. I mean, some of the time, not, sorry, that sounded mean, but I, when I'm with people, sometimes I like having silence. I would not require that.
I'm going to try to lean into that as we proceeded our friendship, but like, for me, it's really awkward to be with other people other than Mike not talking. Like, I have very few friends where I can just be like quiet with them. I think off the top of my head, I probably have like 3 friends where I'm like, okay, it's fine. I can just sit here and not talk to them and it's totally not awkward. You are not there yet, but maybe eventually.
Okay. Yeah, we're pretty new friends.
Yeah. So, like,
that, we could practice on the podcast. That would be really exciting for our listeners.
Exactly. They'd be like, they're practicing. I do like doing outside stuff. I just don't like to, like, go with people because I feel like then I have to engage. And sometimes I just don't want to engage. When I'm in, like, hiking or doing stuff like that, it's not my
– yeah.
It's not, like, my innate – it's not, like, something I'm naturally good at. So, like, doing stuff like that is a little bit of a struggle for me. So, therefore, I like to do things that are hard for me on my own. So, that's why I don't want
to – I mean, I will say that, like, that is one thing that I love about solo traveling is I get to be really present, which I don't get to do if I travel with someone else. And you miss things. I get what you're saying.
But, yes, anyway, so, like, you went hiking today with Tiffany, which was a friendship mix. So let's talk about that. So that's what our topic is today is friendship mixing, which we've kind of jumped into a little bit. And this is actually Jamie's idea. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, why you felt like this might be something worth discussing.
Well, yeah, because I think it's an interesting topic, especially because you and I think disagree a little bit or differ a little bit in our thoughts about it. And it originated from someone I was talking to who was talking about having a party, and it was very stressful for her because she was mixing different groups of people. So she had friends that didn't know each other. She had coworkers. She had family. And, you know, she just talked about how it was so much work. And I can really relate to that. And that's a lot of the reason that I don't mingle friends together, because I think that I feel that I need to be personally responsible for if they have a good time and what if they don't like each other. I think as I'm growing, I'm caring less, which is good. But yeah, I think it just feels like work, which I think for you, Iris, it's different. You really like doing it.
Yeah, like, I think I like doing it, like, that kind of relates to what we're talking about. I like mixing, like, hanging out with people when it is something that is, like, that I would want to share. So I guess it's probably a little bit different. I think, funny enough, I kind of actually think, even though externally, I think I probably present more, like, extroverted than you. But I actually think you might be more extroverted than me, which is probably why you enjoy smaller groups and, like, more intense, like, connections. Whereas I kind of don't really, because I can do less when there's a lot of you. which sounds
yeah so you don't like as deep a connection, you like more of like a fun, maybe more on the surface fun sometimes.
Yeah, like a lot of the times, actually. Like, it's really difficult for me to...
Maybe that's why you're so optimistic.
Probably why I'm so optimistic. I feel like it's nice to just have... Like, I don't know if I think I do know everyone who I consider myself to be a friend with. I think I know them. And I think I'm a really good listener to those people. And I think I know, like, what's going on with them. However, I think because I'm so... I really am very introverted and I need a lot of downtime, which also goes back to wanting to hang out in large groups because then I can see all of my friends at once, which is great. I think also, though, that goes with, I don't really know that there's too many people who actually know me that well. I think a lot of people know me, but I don't really, I think I'm probably really difficult to get to know, which is, you know, not great. But I do think that kind of goes with liking to have, like, mixing my friends, because it kind of puts less pressure on me to talk a lot about myself. I can kind of just let everybody else talk. And so mixing friends is kind of easier for me because I'm not really like a person who likes to share too much personal, like about my personal life.
Interesting.
Yeah. So like actually
that's
like
really making me think, cause I feel like I know a lot about you, but now I'm wondering about that. Do I really know Iris?
You have to think about it. But I think that that's actually, so the reason why I think that I've thought about this is cause we've recorded this podcast 3 times and I'm like, well, why do I like mixing my friendship groups? So I'm like, okay, well now I think I've arrived at the answer. The answer is like, I like to see you guys all engage and like making friendships. Also, I'm in HR, especially recruiting, which is my specialty, is a connector job. Like you
can. Yeah.
So I think that it's like innately, I'm really like a connector, but I have never actually been invited into a friendship group, which I think is something also that's like interesting to talk about when you think about the fact that I
Yeah, me either, really. Well, sort you've been of, but it never has really worked out.
You're in this friendship group.
What you friendship?
The one that I invited you into because you're friends with Heidi. You hang out with her by yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And you are also now hanging out with Tiffany. So like you are definitely a part of the friendship group. You're part of like book club. Like you are definitely.
That's true. I mean, I guess it doesn't feel like a defined group, if that makes sense. It just feels like Iris and company.
Oh, well, yeah, but no, you're invited. You're involved in this friendship group.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah,
but you're in a friendship group then too.
No, I agree. I'm in friendship groups. I've never joined someone else's friendship group.
Oh, you and just create your own, you're saying.
I do. And then I get sick of those people and I leave that friendship group and go start another. Yeah, it's really bad. I need to like get
I'm more like that too though. I once had a friend who wrote in my birthday card, "You are the person who what did she say exactly? She said something about, of anyone I know, you know best how to reinvent yourself." And it was such a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I really appreciated that.
That's probably something that we both have in common.
I
think that we don't have a lot in common, but I think that's probably one of the things.
I think we do have a good amount in common, but you're right. We are different too, which I like. I think we have a healthy balance of things we have in common and things we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
the other thing that I was going to add, is that okay? Okay.
Please add.
is, you know, I mentioned, I think the last time we recorded, the last few times, which I think is an important piece of this, is the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
That, you know, George is, I think, engaged to the woman Susan at this point, and she wants to hang out with, you know, Kramer and Seinfeld and Elaine. And she says, "You always hang out with these people, and yet I've never hung out with them before." And he gets really stressed out about this and says, you know, there's relationship George and there's friendship George, and never the two shall meet. If friendship George, you know, is with relationship George, friendship George may no longer exist. And I think it is true that you act differently around different people.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. So I think that is part of why, too, I've struggled with mixing friends, is because with the one friend, I sort of play this role. And with another friend, I tend to be, well, I don't know if it's a role, but it's more like certain elements of my personality come out more than others.
So wait, what would you say is the element of your personality that comes out? Like, since we have mutual friends now, yay.
Yeah.
What are your different, what would you say are your different elements of your personality?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think there's been enough time for me to know.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Of course. Like, fill me in when you think about it. Because I'm curious to know. Because I do agree with you. Like, I think
it's subtle, too. I don't even know if I could describe it, really. Like, someone I might not talk as much with. Like, you, I definitely, we both talk a lot. And I always feel, like, so much energy with you. And I feel like with other people, I tend to be a little bit slower, more silent. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that I definitely am. I think that's a constant, is that I am always talkative with every single person who I'm friends with. But I do think that, like, if I'm with Heidi, I think I just listen to her a lot more than I listen to other people. But I do kind of feel like Heidi always has, like, things to share. But also, like, another thing that I've been thinking of recently, especially because of Heidi, like, Heidi's a great person to think about because she's central to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I realized, like, when she came to my birthday party and she met Mike, how little time she's met Mike and how many times, not like you hang out with Mike or talk to him, but like how many more times you've talked to Mike.
It's crazy.
Or like Heidi's never been to my apartment, but Heidi and I have been friends for a decade. She's never been over here before, ever. I've lived here for 4 years and it's weird. And I don't know really what that's about. I think, and I love Heidi. Like, actually.
Well, I know. I was going to say, I don't think it says anything about your friendship because I know, from knowing both of you, I know how like deep and important your friendship is.
Yeah. So I have no idea why that is, but I kind of feel like sometimes, like, again, I really don't think that I am super open to people. And I think that that kind of limits, like, how much people get to experience the joy that is Iris. Like, I don't really think that I am.
Aww, you need to share that, girl.
I do think so. That's going to be like my 20. That's, there you go. Back to our New Year's resolutions. I think that my resolutions is to just, like,
be more vulnerable.
Because that's really difficult for me. Like, it was really hard for me to talk about. Because I remember another thing. As I was like having, I was doing yoga with Sarah,
mm-hmm.
and Sarah said we were having conversation about something. It might have been Sarah or Aaron's. I can't. I talk to them about the same thing, so I can't remember. But one of them said, like, and they weren't together. So one of them who said this, like, she was like, yeah, like, because when everything happened with you and the other Aaron, you were so angry. And I was like, when she said that, I thought about it.
Oh my gosh.
The thing is, I think that maybe because she doesn't know me well, she thought that I was angry, but I was never angry. I was very hurt. And I don't think that she ever knew that, which might be why they reacted the way that they did, because I don't think they realized how upset I was about it, which is my fault. I should have been like, this really hurts my feelings. And I never said that. And I don't say that. So,
well, could it have come out though in anger? I mean, being upset and being
angry. Totally. No. She's not wrong for thinking that I was angry. I just think she doesn't know. I think that, for instance, like, you and I met you around the same time that this all happened. And I, like, am friends with my friend Nina, who I think really knows me super well. And Anaja mm-hmm. knows me since I was a child. So she knows mm-hmm. me pretty well, too. And I don't think either one of them would have said I was angry, because I think they know me well enough to be like, wow, she, like, really hurt. That really hurt your feelings.
Okay.
But I don't think that I let those two people know me well enough to know, like, this isn't your angry response. This is an upset response.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is something that is, like, one of my goals. But that also goes back to, like, why I like to mix friends. But it can be detrimental sometimes, too. Because when you have so many friends and you hang out together, you don't really get to, like, people don't maybe necessarily get to know you.
Well, I mean, I think it's just that you, like, you know, are too popular and you can just be kind of like unlikable like me and you have less friends. And then I'm just kidding, obviously, but
no, like, I think that, you know what though, it is, the thing is, I feel like I know lots of stuff about other people and I think that they,
but how much do they know about you?
Right. And I think, right? I think they want to know things about me. I think I'm not letting them. So I think that's more my point than anything, is that I can have the same amount of friends. I just think I need to do a better job of saying, like, Heidi, why don't you come to dinner with me and Mike and, like, come over to our apartment for drinks beforehand. Like, it's not okay that Katie, from who I've known for like a year, and I have hung out with her husband, but Heidi hasn't. Like, that's just not, that doesn't go together.
Well, you know what, though? I think when you've been friends with someone for a long time, sometimes you do get into a pattern, yeah, and you just kind of forget about, oh, yeah, you haven't been to my place in a while, or you haven't really met my husband or whatever, because you just have your own thing.
Yeah, and I think that's basically what happened with, like, is, like, not just Heidi, but using Heidi as an example. I think it's because mm-hmm. our relationship and friendship was not based on that, so it just never happened.
Right, right.
But I do think that it's, you know, like, that's still, I need to be more conscious of that. Because I think the problem is that I consider myself to be, like, a very good friend. I think that I'm a person who, like, always will remember your birthday, wants to check in on you if something happened, and not letting you or not inviting you to my home and to hang out with my husband when you're one of my closest friends is not how, like, I'm not proud of that. Like, that's something that I need to work on. So even though I recognize that it's not a big deal, I just think that our friendship is better than like that, and I have to be more conscious, which maybe does mean mixing friends a little bit less.
Yeah, which is so funny, Iris, because you're already accomplishing your New Year's goal because you're being more vulnerable right now.
Yeah.
So good job.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself. So anyway, that's like kind of my vibe on mixing friends. Like, I really like it. I always have so much fun when you guys get together and when I get to hang out with you. But I do also think that I need to take a step like back from that and kind of focus on like some individual friendships and making sure that people who I consider my close friends are really close. So that's my perspective.
Yeah, I mean,
but what's
I think friendships are work, right? And so there's always moments, I think, where we can step back and say, oh, this is something I'm doing. Like, this is a way that I am being a really good friend. And this is a way that maybe I can improve on being a friend or in my friendships. You know, it's just, it's always, I think there's always ways that we can grow and we can work in different ways, you know? So, and I will say that I have really appreciated that you mix friends, because I think I wouldn't have met some of these wonderful friends that you have and begun friendships with them too. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I'm definitely going to continue to do it. I just think,
oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that I have,
you wanted to be more intentional.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. It's perfect. But maybe you should do a little bit more friend mixing. Maybe you should invite me and Heidi to meet some of your friends next time.
Yeah. Do I have any other friends?
Yes, of course you do.
No, I do. I do. Yeah.
So yeah, invite us. Maybe we'll do like, maybe we can go to Hyde Park, which Heidi would love, and we can do like your friend's yoga class and meet her or something. I don't know.
Oh, at Core Power? She would love that.
Yeah, and we'd love that because I love the sculpt class. It's one of my favorites. So.
Oh, yeah, she teaches sculpt.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I mentioned that to you. Yeah.
See, I'm a good friend. I listen to you.
Uh-huh. By the way, Tiffany said she would do aerial yoga with me.
See, I told, didn't I? I did.
She's excited about it.
You two people who want to do shit that I don't want to do.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Although we did say, I was telling her that we did find that one place in Arizona that we all decided we would be happy to travel to.
It's a mutual place of interest.
Yeah, because I think you're okay with it because it has spa.
Yes.
Word spa is included. And so you're like, all right, I'll go to that, a spa. That sounds good.
We could all just agree that like I'm really into, here's something we're all into. We're all into wellness.
It's just
how we interact.
Whatever the fuck that means. Exactly. That's such a bullshit word.
But all of us love wellness. So we should just.
Yes, all of us love wellness. Because most people don't like wellness.
You know, but you know, I don't think people are as into wellness as we are. Like,
that's true.
I mean that for real. Like,
I spend a lot of money on my wellness these days. So that is true. I agree.
I'm really into fucking wellness. Like, it's a big deal to me. So. Like, that is
maybe that's what the title of this podcast should be. I'm really fucking into wellness.
Actually, I'm going to change the title of this podcast to actually be that. I'm like, I mean it. Like, I'm really into it. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like,
you think you're into it? I'm way more hardcore into wellness than you are.
We'll like have a fucking competition. About it. Like, I'm really into it. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, I'm very like, I'm loving it. So yes, we should all go to Arizona. We can record a podcast in Arizona with everybody.
And oh, that would be awesome.
separate activities. There's probably, like, we could all do yoga. That's, like, a common thread.
Yeah, because I know we did talk about going to Cuba, but I just read an article that it's one of the places you shouldn't go to because they're so inundated with tourists.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that we were going to get trafficked, but okay, good.
Sorry. So wow, you don't want to let that go.
All roads lead to that for me sometimes. Nowadays, I'm very freaked out about it, but I will not go into a fucking thing about it. I'm going to let it go and say, cool.
Good for you. Let it go.
But anyway, so just so we have enough time, because I really want to talk about this question.
Yes. Yes, let's do it.
So let me read the question. So title is friend poaching. In high school, I was very much the type of person who had one best friend and got along with many groups of friends. After high school, I began to make close friends in groups. I learned that this dynamic is awesome since I would have a bunch of people to hang out with and connect with. But over the years, I had close friends compete with me over the attention of other friends, so I kind of fell out of the group thing to protect myself. Recently, over the past 2 or 3 years, I made a new close friend who I spent a lot of time with. We would shop, gossip, and talk about our dreams. Safe to say, she was very influenced by my way of thinking, and we vibed off of personal growth. Same. I then introduced her to one of my many friends, and we became a trio, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But over time, she would hang out with him without inviting me. At the time, I didn't care because it wasn't really on my radar to police friendships, you know? Eventually, a big drama happened between her and that friend, causing me to get involved because I'm a ride or die. She had claimed that he treated me more sincerely than her. I didn't realize until later on that she was jealous of our friendship. I ended up ending my friendship with him and took her side because, after all, we were best friends. A few months later, I introduced her to another friend. We then became a trio once more. Things were great and we hung out, and sometimes I would hang out with only him because he was originally my good friend. She then started hanging out with this friend without me, but this time I was more aware. I realized that whenever I was around, she would say comments stating that we were excluding her. I would ignore it and keep note in my head. At this point, she had been hanging with him far more than I, so the comments were throwing me off. I started to distance myself because it got a little too awkward, knowing that every friend I introduced her to, she would plan things with them behind my back. But when I did it, I was being shady. There was even an instance where I hung out with said friend and she had his location. I turned off my location from her because she was becoming slightly invasive, and she showed up. She expressed to him that she was upset we didn't communicate our plans with her, but never expressed it to me. And let me just emphasize this. She claims that I'm her best friend. In the midst of all of this, we stopped hanging out one-on-one. We don't even have a friendship. We force it through text messages. I'm kind of tired of her antics and wonder if anyone has caught on. So my thing is it right to say she's friendship poaching? I don't feel comfortable being her friend anymore, and I don't know how to communicate that without blatantly saying she's a friend poacher. I know it's not a thing, but this is overwhelming to me. Okay, so that was a question.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that because her final question here is she a friendship poacher? Is it fair to use that term, or does that even exist?
That, like, and I don't,
what'd you say?
Right, like she's saying, like, is that even a thing?
Yeah, well, does it really matter? Right. I mean, it's really, like, what's important is just trusting what you feel here, and I think she's not feeling it anymore. And I think she's worried about talking to this friend about it, which I don't think she actually has to do. I feel like, yeah, we think that when things aren't going well and we want to take a step back, we have to tell people. And sometimes that is appropriate and sometimes it's not. And it doesn't sound like in this situation that this friend, or I don't know what she really is to her, but that she wouldn't really understand.
Yeah.
So what would be the point in talking to her about it?
Yeah. So I kind of wonder, okay, again, people who are listening to this, we have recorded this podcast 3 times. So I have further insight into this question.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah, great. I hear your further insight.
About it. So I'm thinking to myself,
okay,
I think that this other person, I think this friend who's like the maybe friendship poacher, which by the way, I don't know if I think it's a thing, because as a person who mixes friends a lot, I think that it's okay to do that. And I don't think you own a friend. I don't think that's like ownership.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think that that's a thing. Like, I do think, and I don't think that she's trying to kick her out of the friendship groups. What I feel like is happening is I think this person, this woman, is really insecure. It sounds like
she, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
she wants to be the top dog.
Yeah,
in every sense of the word.
Absolutely, and I feel like I do think she wants to be the writer's friend, but I think that she also wants to be the main friend in all the friend groups and be like.
And this,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the sad part is that it's the writer who's introduced her and made these friendships happen, which is interesting.
Well, here's the thing, like. I kind of identify a lot with both of them. Like, let me backtrack. I have never looked at my friend's thing and been like, fuck you, you're hanging out with Heidi. I'm coming to find you two bitches. I would never do that. That's crazy. So that is a boundary. But I do think that, like, this hasn't happened because I'm a little bit older and I just kind of I think I have like my own life now, so I'm not so consumed, but I have always been the person who introduces people to other people, and
yeah, I have you being that.
Yeah, and I have been jealous in the past when they started to do things without me if I felt like I was being like excluded, and if I felt like maybe that person was starting to like not like me anymore because they like the other
people.
Like I feel like it's.
But here is a different situation because it's not the writer who is upset.
Right. So, yeah.
You know, so, but I hear you. I mean, it doesn't feel great when you feel excluded, for sure.
So,
I think it's not taking it so personally, because the reality is like we all deserve to hang out with different people at different times.
Yeah. I completely agree. And it doesn't sound like the writer is trying to exclude her. It kind of sounds like she's just.
No, she wants her own friendship with.
With.
And it's interesting they're all guys, too.
Yeah, all guys, totally. Which is our next episode, actually. So we don't have to, like, go too crazy in that. But, like, men and women friendly.
Yeah.
But I do think that that was interesting, too. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I do think that I kind of identify with what both of them are saying. It sucks to be left out. I get wanting to feel like if you're a trio that you guys are doing things together. I can see how the person would be hurt over you not including them things. Like I'm trying to be sensitive. I'm trying to be Jamie today and like feel a little bit bad. Cause I do, I'm kind of like, okay, I kind of get where you're coming from, but I think the whole like tracking the friend on the phone and showing
up. I know that's like, weird. I think people do that now, but I think that's weird.
I feel like you can be upset. Like even then, like, I think part of me understands that, like what you said, people deserve to have other friendships. So even if part of me inside is like, wow, I feel a little bit left out, which I'll say, like, with you mixing with my friends and actually anybody who does that now, like you and Tiffany hanging out, you and Heidi hanging out, I do not at all feel that way, but I have felt that way in the past. And I think it might just be different stages of life. So I'll just leave it.
Yeah, I think it's really about how you feel about yourself. Like you said, if you're secure in yourself, then you're not going to care as much.
Right. So, but yeah, like even through that, like even knowing kind of what it feels like to feel like a little left out or like a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all feel that. So I don't want to say like, feel left out, then you're insecure.
Right.
I think it is a natural human experience. I think it's more of how you handle it.
That's what I was about to say is like, I feel like,
oh, sorry.
No. Thank you for saying that. You just basically co-signed what I was going to say, which is that even though I have felt this way, I've never acted out in the way that this person has. And I think that's kind of the difference between somebody who you kind of maybe have a conversation with and say, listen, I just want you to know I appreciate you too, versus somebody who maybe you should just completely stop talking to, which is kind of where I'm at with this person. I think that this person is, I don't want to say they're friendship poacher because I'm kind of like you, they can be friends with other people. And it does sound like, I don't really even think the writer of this question actually even cares, because it sounds like at first she was so willing to share her friends. I think the real problem is that this other person is becoming territorial and antagonistic. And I think that's really, if you dig deep and think about what's upsetting you, it's more so that it's her behavior, less that she's
definitely
her friends.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's what she's describing here.
Yeah, totally. So that's my recommendation, to stop talking to her. I don't necessarily think you have to explain it to her. I don't think it would be well received if you did. So yeah, that's my advice. What about you, Jamie?
Well, yeah, I think similarly, like I said, I don't think It seemed like she had shoulds in her head about how I should be, you know, trying to improve this friendship. I should be talking to her about what I'm feeling. And I don't think either of those things are really needed. I also think that it's a two-way street. You know, her friend could come to her too and talk about what's going on in the friendship, and she's not doing that. You know, mm-hmm. Instead she's acting out in ways that probably aren't very healthy. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I agree. So I feel like we're on the same page. I feel like this is like,
wow, look at that.
I know. I feel like we've been giving the same advice like recently to like all of our questions. So I'm happy that we agree, but we gotta find some more divisive questions.
I guess so.
Like something where it's less black and white, where it could be like, you're like, give her a chance. And I'm like, ditch him.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be like boyfriend, girlfriend. I think we're on the same page always with friendships, it sounds like, but maybe dating will be different. So
maybe we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe in February, we'll try to talk a little bit more about that and see what happens. But
yeah,
this was so fun. Thank you for.
This was so fun too. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, next.
Third time's the charm.
Next episode is going to be about men and women mixed, like being friends, is it possible? And so we do realize, I think, Jamie, this was your idea, and you're so conscious. You made a note and you said that basically coloring within the gender identities of being male and female, we're going to stick to that. However,
it's a binary discussion, so yeah. It is a little closed off.
Yeah. But if anybody has questions about, you know, some LGBTQ things, I think that we would both be really open to discussing those too. So feel free.
Yeah. Or I think things outside the gender binary would be great. It's just, I think we have to talk about our experiences, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure that we both identify as heterosexual women. So we can really only speak, I think, from that perspective. I don't think that'd be fair to try to speak from someone else's.
No, exactly. But if you do have a question that kind of pertains to that, and I feel like maybe we could find some, like maybe we would not necessarily know, but I think we're both really open to having that discussion. And maybe even somebody on the podcast who knows a little bit more about
that. Yeah, that would be great. I would love some insight.
So anyway, that'll be our next episode. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe this podcast, knowing that it comes out every other Sunday. And it's usually first thing in the morning. And we'll just look forward to talking to you guys then. If you have questions or concerns or want to just tell us how much you love us, you can write us a message on our Facebook page, Girl We Have to Talk, or our Instagram, Girl We Have to Talk. And we will get back to you. Slide into our DMs.
Yeah, sounds good.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.